Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today, and it is our prayer that today's show is inspiring, informing, and brings glory to our Lord and Savior. I'm Hans, and I am seated next to my lovely bride, Amy.
You're just saying that for this week.
No, right? I think you can go back and look at all the audio footage and record my proclaimed to all those amazing Atlantans my love for you.
Aw, that's awesome.
It's not even
it's not just because it's Valentine's week.
Exactly. No, let's not do that. Let's not call it Valentine's week. All right, we suffer from this. It's never my birthday. It's always my birthday weekend.
We suffer from this?
I suffer. I suffer from this because
oh my gosh.
Mine's like a minute. My birthday lasts about a minute long. Here's your card. Good job. And yours is, oh, what are we doing this weekend? What trip? What? Where are we eating? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
mm-hmm.
rubbing my feet? Where are my coupons for massages and such?
And are you happy?
No, I'm exhausted at the end of the weekend.
You're exhausted. No, you're happy because I'm happy.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Happy wife.
Happy life.
Okay. I forgot the end part of that.
So thank you for the reminder. All the important ingredients will be here come towards Valentine's Day. We will have flowers.
We will be.
Wait, you're supposed to say check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're helping me with my checklist.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, let's just go ahead and hear it all then.
Flowers.
I know it's not just going to be flowers.
Okay. Chocolate.
Oh, yes.
Check.
Yes. Chocolate.
Check.
Yes. Okay.
And perhaps I go back and forth from year to year. Sometimes it's a nice dinner out. Sometimes it's watching him cook and get all flustered in the kitchen. That's quite a gift.
Oh, really? Is that what I do in the kitchen? I'm not a good cook and I get flustered. Wow.
Well, let's ask our producer what his plans are for Valentine's Day.
You want to know what my plans are? I'm going to sit at home playing Xbox by myself.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, where's the button for that?
Hold on, I got it.
Wow.
Sitting at home playing Xbox.
Yes.
And maybe eating some Girl Scout cookies or something.
I wish. Those are very dangerous. I tend to stay away from those.
They are.
I like how they package them in sleeves like they're just crackers. They're just like innocent little crackers, but they have, you
it's
know.
Just one more.
Yeah. Just one more.
It's okay.
Just remember this.
It's like a Pez dispenser.
Text your mom, or better yet, call your mom and wish her a happy Valentine's Day.
Will do.
Yeah, and she'll be like, who is this?
Like, I don't know you. What have you done with my son?
That's yeah. right. Well, we hope you all have a great Valentine's Day. And remember, sharing love should be year-round. So hug each other, love on each other all year.
Exactly.
Yes. This what's the
what huh who
the,
are we
the community,
are we recording this
yeah we are recording this where you do the community announcements or the public service announcement.
Yes, PSA.
PSA.
Yes, public service announcement.
Yes. So another
what is
so yay.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, let's get to some other announcements. We have a huge health fair coming up.
Huge Huge.
Oh, and it is at Snellville First Baptist.
Terrific.
Okay, that's enough right. of that. Wrong station.
Yeah.
February the 24th. It's a Monday, and it's from 11 to 1, and we're going to have all sorts of healthcare vendors there. And lots of great information on senior care hosted by Senior Provisions and Snellville First Baptist, our partner. They do just a tremendous job with their senior ministry. Mm-hmm. Christian, you can come get your blood pressure checked.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Is that after 3 hours of Call of Duty where your heart rate's raised?
Yeah. Did you just go a run? No, I was actually sitting down for 15 minutes.
That's right.
I'm virtually running, though, yes. And being chased and shot at.
My mind is running constantly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So if you would like to be, if you'd like to come to the health fair.
I was going to say, you got to get to the punchline.
Absolutely. RSVP to seniorprovisions.com or call us at 888-979-8783. There's free lunch, and we need to know that you're coming in order to plan a meal for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So we also want to take this time to thank the American Parkinson's Association Georgia Chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner for resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has recently been diagnosed or care at home has become too difficult, please reach out to us, and in partnership with Parkinson's Association, we will get you the resources and help you need to carry on.
And they have some upcoming events, so we're going to be sharing more with you about that in the coming weeks. Upcoming walk, as well as their annual golf tournament in June. So
Four.
Excited. Four. That's awesome. Okay, so our spotlight caregiver question comes to us from a wife calling in this past week. My husband and I have been living at home, but he had a recent mild stroke and is recovering. But I'm afraid now, long term, we may not be able to continue to stay in our home. When should we consider moving?
Bum, 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 bum.
We get this question a lot, and there are so many kind of aspects to consider. So we thought we'd just talk about a couple of them. Be encouraged, first of all, that healing from a stroke, it takes some time. And they really say that recovery can actually happen all the way up to almost 6 months after the stroke event.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done shows on stroke before. And, you know, usually you'll have a weakness on one side or the other. You may have some memory issues. You
speech.
May have speech, weakness.
Balance.
All of those things. Hopefully, since this was a mild stroke, you all reacted quickly. They were able to get in to the hospital, get the clot buster medicine going, and it was minor. So, definitely, it's a wake-up call when you're going along through your life and you think, nothing's going to happen to us, and now something has happened, but you have an opportunity to kind of do some planning.
Well, and along those lines, we talk about it as resources. You know, your house is a resource, your finances are a resource, your abilities are a resource. So you need to take all of those things into account when you're making decisions like this. And I think that's where people get diverted, and is they find someone that is a home renovator, and they just start blowing and going renovating that home, and then maybe it didn't enhance the value of that home, the changes they made, and now they don't have the funds available for the home care that's necessary. So it really helps to view all these as valuable resources to go forward.
Absolutely. So you know, definitely you need to consider home safety. You need to consider future care and the cost. So if you go through and you do a bunch of home modifications and you invest $30,000, $40,000 into your home, that's great. But who's going to be there to assist you getting in and out of that new shower? Help, you know, are your hallways wide enough for a wheelchair? All of those considerations. Care is a secondary cost that a lot of people do not factor in. And then thinking about, you know, tax implications, the cost of senior living, all of those things, you know, we can certainly come alongside you and advise you on, especially if you've had an event. And this is the time to talk to someone, talk to a real estate agent, talk to your financial advisor as well, and get all that information so you can truly make an informed decision about when would be a good time to move and if it's necessary too.
Right.
So there you go. And don't forget, 1 Peter 5:7 tells us that we are to cast all of our anxieties on him because he cares for us. And don't lose sight of that in all of these details and all of this planning. We serve a living Lord, and he cares about these details of our lives. So we just, we're going to cling to 1 Peter 5:7 today, and we are going to cast all of our burdens upon him.
One more thing. I know we got to cut off here.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, to take into account is all the elements that have to come together to coalesce in this effort. You know, it makes me think of, well, let's wait till the other side of the break.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that. We've got a great show today, and we're going to continue our conversation. But today we are in celebration of Valentine's Day, National Go Red.
Oh, boy.
For Heart Month.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be talking about how to have a healthy heart. What should you know about this engine in our body and how to keep it healthy? And how to share your heart, too. We're going to just throw that in. That'll be a little bonus nugget today. How to share your heart.
Get your pad and pencil ready.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to The Harvest. Glad you joined us.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Dad's stroke took us all by surprise, and we didn't realize how bad Mom's memory loss had gotten. We were overwhelmed and confused and couldn't trust the information we found on the internet. We needed someone who understood what we were going through and someone who knew how to help. When the social worker recommended that we contact Senior Provisions, it was an answered prayer.
When you call Senior Provisions, one of our local advisors will personally meet with you and assess your loved one's needs. They'll help you find a trusted provider for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs while protecting your privacy. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the guidance that you have been searching for. Call today. We hope to be your answered prayer. 888-979-TRUE.
There are places I remember all my life.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. Today we are talking about heart health in honor of, it's a heart month. And Valentine's Day week. It's now a week, so we'll go ahead and put that out there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So we have a great show talking about all things related to heart health. So today's discussion is then centered around the most important muscle in your body, your heart. So we're going to just take... What did you... What?
Yeah, you got to read the disclosure.
Is this in English?
Yes, here, I'll read the disclosure.
All right, we're going to disclose that we are not medical doctors. These are great tips and resources and
general information.
General information for you to take back to your general practitioner to see about your health.
Absolutely.
Specifically with a medical professional.
Absolutely. So we just, that's a good disclosure.
Yes.
Because I.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Absolutely. And we want to kind of, our whole focus today is about awareness. And, you know, there are, first of all, let's just say this. And I'm going to get through this. So our family this past month had a loss in our family, a very dear loss, and my sister passed away from cardiac arrest, and we missed a lot of signs, and I think a lot of people miss a lot of signs. And so, you know, as we're kind of walking through the season of grief, we really wanted to make sure that if you are out there, and I know we're talking to some folks who have also had a loss from heart disease, cardiovascular events, and it's sudden and it's quick and it's shocking. Mm-hmm. But there are some things that you can do and not ignore. And that's what we really wanted to do. We wanted, in Leslie's memory, to talk about these things. And just if we help one person be more aware of some things in their life and to go in and have a conversation with their doctor, I feel like we've served an
important purpose.
Absolutely. So just want to get through that. So let's just start with a few heart facts. Interesting. The average heart is the size of the fist of the individual. So if you are, and Hans explained this to me yesterday.
Well, she said it was the size of an adult's fist. And I said, no, it's the size of the fist of the individual at their age. So it's not age related.
Right.
It's age independent.
Yes. So a little 3-year-old, when they make a little fist, mm-hmm. that's the size of their heart.
Yes.
The heart beats about 115,000 times a day.
It pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day.
That's amazing. And our heart is driven by an electrical system that controls our heart, called the cardiac conductive system. Mm-hmm. That's what makes our heart go.
And most heart attacks happen on a Monday.
Well, that's Mondays for you.
Mm.
So most heart attacks happen on a Monday. Not only that.
Well, yeah, you will not guess this.
No, the most common day of the year for heart attacks to happen, Christmas Day.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Human heart.
Okay, yeah, are you going to share these or are you just going to plow over me?
You take the next one.
The human heart weighs less than a pound. However, a man's heart on average is 2 ounces heavier, some might say stronger, than a woman's heart. Did I ruin that? That's accurate, right?
But you know what else is accurate is a woman's heart beats faster than a man's heart.
Oh, my.
So take that.
Take that.
And the beating sound of our heart is caused by the valves of our heart opening and closing.
And if you were to stretch out all of your circulatory system, it would reach over 60,000 miles.
Wow. How awesome are we created?
Mm. Fearfully and wonderfully made.
I love that. So when we talk about heart health, there are some risk factors for cardio and vascular diseases. And well, let's first, let's talk about some of the diseases and then we'll go back and talk about a little bit of the risk factors.
Okay.
So some of the common disorders of the heart that affects the structure and the function, because they're two different kind of categories. Abnormal heart rhythm, or what they call arrhythmias. There's also congenital heart
congenital.
Disease.
Congenital.
Congenital? What is it?
When you mispronounce something, then it's hard to come back and like, how did you... congenital...
Just remember,
congenital.
We are not doctors.
I'm glad. I'll be glad when February is over so that I don't have to hear you pronounce February.
You are so mean.
I'm just teasing.
I know. Yeah, always teasing. Coronary artery disease, which is the narrowing of the arteries.
Mm-hmm. Deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism.
Mm-hmm. Those are the blood clots. Good old-fashioned heart attack. Heart failure.
Heart attack. I mean, do you want to go into the weeds about this or you just want to kind of cover them?
Let's just cover them.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Heart valve disease. My mom had a poor heart valve and, mm-hmm. you know, now with the miracle of medicine, they can now do heart valve replacements in such an innovative way. It's amazing.
And stroke. Which can be, a blood clotting in the brain, anything that is blood clotting that is reducing the blood coming to your heart can damage your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then just generalized vascular disease, which your mom also had.
Right. peripheral artery disease.
Yes. So let's go back to risk factors for a minute. So there are certain risk factors that make you at a higher risk for these type of diseases of the heart.
Being male. There you go.
And you would say, because you guys are driving us to
no, that's stress. That's something someone else would say. We won't throw him under the bus.
That's right. unfortunately, being older, age is a factor.
With age comes increased risk factor. Family history of heart disease. Obviously, there are genetics at play, and maybe family patterns of history of nutrition and exercise that play into that as well.
Okay, for the ladies out there, postmenopausal, our hormones do a lot of things for us as women throughout our lives, and it does serve as a protection. And so being postmenopausal, some of our risk goes up.
And race is definitely a factor. African Americans, American Indians, Mexican Americans, they have a heightened likelihood of heart disease than Caucasians.
The big S. Smoking, mm-hmm. Huge risk factor.
High LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, and low HDL, which is the good cholesterol. That combination is also raises your risk factor.
Uncontrolled blood pressure. We talk about our blood pressure checks at all of our health fairs, and mm-hmm. You know, everyone lines up, there's a whole line of people.
Yeah, there's fighting in the line.
No, there's no fighting in the line. There's blood pressures for everyone.
Yes.
No one has to go without.
There's enough for everyone.
There is. But monitoring your blood pressure is very key. A big risk factor is physical inactivity. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this wrong too.
That's a rock. Sedentary. Oh my, we should do a radio show just on vocabulary, and it was like a spelling bee.
Okay.
I would do awful at the spelling bee.
Oh, yeah.
And that leads into this. I mean, think about these two tied together, physical inactivity and obesity. I mean, this is a muscle we're talking about. It suffers from lack of use. Then it gets overstrained because of the burden of pushing blood through, a tightened vascular system by body weight. So these things often go hand in hand.
Uh-oh. Well, and then also uncontrolled diabetes. So you think, well, gosh, what does my blood sugar have to do? They are now realizing that blood sugar and heart disease goes hand in hand. So controlling your blood sugar also reduces the hypertension and the stress on the heart because it's just not having to pump and process all the sugar. So controlling your sugars is key.
Uncontrolled stress, depression, and anger. Well, we talked about that. I'm trying to think of the exact premise of the show or the name of the show, but we just talked about how God made us and how we are in a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness, how well our body works.
Absolutely. It counteracts.
Inversely. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Counteracts those negative hormones that raise your heart rate and create a hypertension environment. A poor diet and abusive alcohol use. There are some things that if you are feeding your body in a healthy way, our producer just kind of flashed, healthy foods that will raise your good LDLs.
HDLs.
I am not a
doctor. Do we need to air another disclaimer?
Yes, let's air another disclaimer. Anyway, eating in a healthy way, exercising your body, and eliminating some of those risk factors are the best things that you can do for yourself. I mean, immediately, they say within a day or two of smoking, you start seeing the positive effects of stopping and smoking sensation.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, if you're joining us, hopefully you've been listening all along, but we have been really sharing and talking about the health of our hearts. We've talked about some risk factors and some cardiovascular diseases. And when we come back, now that we've made you really ill, mm-hmm. we are going to talk about some symptoms to look for. And we are going to talk about some healthy heart practices that we'd love for you to implement. And about sharing our hearts, I just want to share my heart here and share with you all. If you're listening, there is no fear in the Lord Jesus. There's no condemnation. And no matter where you're at in any of these practices and any of these risk factors, just let the Lord bring people that are wise into your life and let them help you and give you some good counsel. You're listening to The Harvest.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are talking about heart health today. And what a great time to be doing it. It's Heart Month. It's Valentine's Day week. So what better topic to talk about? So we talked about earlier about the interesting facts related to the heart and also risk factors related to heart disease. But now we're going to turn and start identifying common warning signs that are common to genders. We're going to separate by gender.
Well, we're going to talk about some general general ones, and then some
mostly because risk factors and signs and symptoms relating to women are less common knowledge.
Yes, and more subtle. So I definitely want to highlight those as well.
Yes.
So first and foremost, again, if you are experiencing any of these symptoms, we really encourage you to go ahead and reach out to your doctor and get some immediate medical attention. So if you're listening and you have any kind of chest pain or discomfort, and most of the beginning kind of signs of a heart issue involve discomfort in the center of the chest, it lasts for more than a few minutes.
So you're speaking specifically about, or is this general? I just want to be clear for our audience.
Oh, this is just general.
Yes.
General. It's a pain that goes away, comes back. It can feel like a pressure, it can feel squeezing, a fullness, a little bit of a stabbing pain, and
a weight on your chest.
A weight
kind
on
of
your
a
chest.
Common
yes.
description.
Not all heart attacks are not always preceded by chest pain either.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not feeling your normal self, that is when you absolutely want to get immediate attention. Definitely pain radiating to the neck, the shoulder, the back, arm or jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Pounding heart.
Change in rhythm.
Right. My, I had a family member share that they recently had an accelerated heart rate and just absolutely felt like their heart was coming out of their chest.
Mm-hmm.
They went immediately to the ER. And Christian, that's not just when you drink those energy drinks. But yeah. That can
Poor
cause
Christian.
It. So if you don't have a reason for it, if you, haven't just run down the hallway or something,
right.
But you feel like your heart is pounding.
Difficulty breathing.
Yes. Shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath. Yeah. Or definitely something that, again, I want to preface this all just that, these are common signs, symptoms, and warning signs. And we are the main point of this show is to get you all better aware of your heart health and get you to a doctor if there's any concerns.
Yes, absolutely. If you're breaking out in cold sweat, experiencing any kind of dizziness, all of those could be signs of a heart issue going on.
Vomiting, abdominal pain.
Yes,
affecting
absolutely.
Affecting your digestive system.
And usually you have multiple symptoms going on at one time. So if you are vomiting and you're feeling dizzy, you could have the stomach flu.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart may be just fine. But if you've got a pounding heart or heart pain and dizzy and short of breath, definitely go get checked out. Now, there are some particularly more vague warning signs in women. And because these are a little more subtle, sometimes they're not always detected. And unfortunately, that means that sometimes ladies do not always get the help that they need as fast as they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are suddenly weak and short of breath and feeling fatigued, sometimes it's just an overall feeling of illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many times I have personally felt that and felt like, gosh, I'm just really worn out. Mm-hmm. And if you can say, I've been gardening all day or I've been on my feet all day and you have a specific reason, but if it's ongoing with no real cause, that's something to think about.
Yeah, and with that is an overall general feeling of illness.
Yes.
Going along those lines.
There's also, and this can be a little hard to detect as well, but generalized anxiety. And I've talked to a lot of ladies over the last couple of weeks, specifically about kind of some of the things my sister was experiencing and just some of their personal experiences. And sometimes anxiety attacks can feel like a heart issue. I've known a lot of ladies, myself included, have had a panic attack, and you feel like your heart is racing. You break out in a sweat. You can't catch your breath. The difference is after I've kind of like, okay, I'm fine, and talked myself off the edge, the world's not coming to an end, and I've gotten past that little panic attack, and I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
With a heart issue, you're not going to feel better. You're going to continue to be in a state of anxiety and heightened adrenaline because there is something going on. And either way, don't hesitate to go get help, because sometimes people who have had that happen they're just a little, you know, they're a little embarrassed.
Right.
You know, they don't want a doctor to say, oh, you're just having a panic attack. Well, mm-hmm. you may just be having a panic attack, but go get it looked at.
Right. And in and of itself may not rise to the same concern, but it's still something to get checked out and seek some help about addressing as well. Because panic attacks in and of themselves could add stress to your heart. And I would say here too, and this would be common to both men and women, is a rapid increase in weight and fluid weight.
Yes.
Is a sign that, you know, something, it could be a sign that something serious is going on with your heart.
Absolutely.
And the same thing with peaked high blood pressure. If all of a sudden, you know, you're having high blood pressure issues that have just come out of the blue, you know, again, there may be additional weight fluid that's coming with that that's stressing out your heart.
Well, we kind of wanted to pull the curtain back a little bit on some of these heart procedures. You hear them, you know, they're on the prayer list at church, and you're thinking, you know, what are some of these things, and why are people having these done? So, you know, you have symptoms, you've had the risk factors, and then you've gone in to see the doctor, and now the doctor is saying coronary...
these long procedures. Yes.
So coronary angioplasty and stent implantation. That is big.
Bravo. We get a bell on that.
Listen, I thought we had a bell. But...
No, the bell's been broken.
Oh, I like that better. Yeah. I like that better. So... all of these procedures are helping to improve blood flow to your heart. That's what it is, whether it's a stent, a small balloon that's inflated in one of your arteries, whether or not they're doing the kind of next big one is a thrombolic therapy.
You're doing fantastic.
I am. These are tough. It's a treatment in which you're given medicine that will... through kind of a IV drip to dissolve a blood clot that could be narrowing or blocking an artery, mm-hmm. all helping to improve blood flow.
And there must be some fantastic reason that that's not just something we can take to keep arteries from clogging to begin with. There must be other risk factors related to that we just can't ingest that all the time, or we can't find it in some food.
That's your take on everything. Why can't we just do that all the time?
Yeah, little robots that eat plaque and clogged arteries. But that's a different show. That's the future shows.
Right now, we're doing more rustic procedures,
yes.
Like coronary.
Coronary artery bypass graft surgery. CABG.
These are your typical bypass surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had one at about 65. A lot of times it's kind of like, oh, it's a triple bypass. It's a quadruple bypass. It just means that there's multiple areas within the arteries and within the heart where they are bypassing, literally mm-hmm. going around to improve blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even actually, you know, your mom had several bypasses behind her knees mm-hmm. to open up arteries and veins and improve blood flow to her feet. It'll help the heart muscle. It helps reduce angina and chest pain. Then let's talk about arrhythmias. We know several folks that have suffered from, you know, rapid AFib and low blood pressure, and their heart rate lowers.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, like, just without having a medical background, how being out of rhythm and just that little nuance of listening to a heart rate through an EKG, that there's this lack of, you know, symmetrical or continuous rhythm that is an indicator and a causation of bigger problems. And
yes.
It just sounds so subtle, but it's so impactful.
So there's these amazing things like called pacemakers that they can put in and implant in your chest. Defibrillation machines inside your chest. It's just amazing to me that they will shock your heart, keep it in rhythm. If it's going too slow, it's amazing. And, you know, lots of older adults have pacemakers. They have to get the batteries changed out, which is just a crazy concept.
Well, and real quick diversion too, because it's a topic we've talked about with families. It's just that decision too, when a pacemaker is put in, it is there to help keep that heart pumping. And there is a different layer, an additional layer of decision-making that needs to come across with that, that talks about, you know, medical
intervention
and when that product is no longer, that device is no longer desired to be doing what it's doing.
Absolutely. So as always with end-of-life considerations, you need to make sure your wishes are in writing, because you may be to a point where you can't communicate your wishes as well. Do you want that pacemaker turned off or on? And then finally, as we shared, your mom had the heart valve surgery, and her heart valve was damaged. It wasn't pumping well, and they just went in and replaced it. It was just amazing, and we were just blessed with so many more years with her.
Yeah, of gained health and vitality.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've been listening to The Harvest, and we have been talking about heart health and heart procedures. And when we come back, we're going to talk about heart health and how to be more preventative. You don't want to miss this. Grab your pen and paper. You're listening to The Harvest.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. I'm really enjoyed this show. It's been cathartic for me.
Me too.
I'd like to feel like each day with God's word, or each week we do our show with God's word and the information we provide that makes a difference. And so I want everyone to put their hand over their heart and feel it pumping.
So if you're on Facebook Live,
we're not pledging allegiance.
Nope. We are feeling our heart, and it's more in the center of your chest. Yes. Actually.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to talk about things that are going to improve the overall health and energy that you have by treating your heart better.
Yes.
So you should have your pens and your pads.
Yes.
And such.
And number one. So number one, and we've already mentioned this, but it is definitely the best thing that you can do right now today. Be smoke free. And, you know, it's a difficult addiction, and I understand it is very, very difficult. And sometimes it can lead to other things like weight gain and, you know, overeating and things like that. But just talk to your doctor. There's so many programs out there. There's gum that you can chew, mm-hmm. and there's patches and I'm going to throw vaping in there as well, because vaping is just, you know, a major risk factor as well. So anything that you're taking in, smoke or chemicals is right. not good for your body.
Well, and I will say it this way too. It's quite a glaring stark contrast to understand that a lot of people are very successful at quitting smoking when they've entered the hospital for something major that's happened in their life that's related to smoking. And guess what? While you're there, you are not smoking. And a lot of people come out of that situation continuing on after they leave the hospital with not smoking.
Absolutely.
And so wouldn't you rather do tackle that now before you have that life event happen?
I cannot agree more.
You can't?
No. And in general, you hear this term about knowing your numbers,
mm-hmm.
and there's several numbers to know. Definitely knowing your cholesterol numbers.
Your HDL and your LDLs.
There's two different ones. There's a good one and a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad one, the good one helps.
LDL is bad. HDL is good.
Yes. And one helps lower the other. So when you're intaking cholesterol, which we do every day in our diet, be focused on, and we're going to talk a little bit later on here about nutritious foods,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but be aware of whether something has the bad cholesterol or the good cholesterol. And sometimes, I mean, we've known folks that have been just amazingly healthy eaters, exercise all the time, and their body naturally produces the bad
right.
cholesterol, and they have to be on a medication. They have to be, I think it's a statin. I think mm-hmm. that's what they have to be on. And those are tough on your body too.
And we talked about it too. Know your blood pressure.
Yes.
You've got two numbers there. Are we going to go into that? Probably not.
Systolic and diastolic. Here's what I know.
Not apostolic.
Anything under 120 and below is good. Unless it's zero, but lower is better for both of them. And so anything in the 130s for your top number, you're really starting to get at risk for pre-hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
So anything in the teens and we were telling our producer, you really know that you've aged when you have your very own blood pressure cuff at home. And listen, I don't hesitate to put that thing on.
That thing comes out.
It does. It is. It gets on, and because I want to make sure we're just of that age that we could go along for a few months and have high blood pressure and not really be aware of it. It's you know, something that you really should be aware of, not obsessing about, mm-hmm. but know your numbers.
And then AC1 or your blood sugar.
Yes.
And managing your diabetes.
Absolutely.
And we've know countless people that have made just small incremental changes in their life with exercise, drinking water, and challenging their insulin or whatever form of chemical ingestion they have to help manage their blood pressure or blood sugar.
Yes.
Go off of those or reduce those just by making these incremental changes.
I just realized we know a lot of unhealthy people. And I was just thinking, we know everyone has all these conditions, but we're also around a lot of older folks too. And some of these things are...
This is life.
This is life. This mm-hmm. isn't, you know, okay, I'm just unhealthy. We know a lot of healthy people That
we know a very healthy person that has extremely dangerous cholesterol.
Yep, absolutely.
And to look at them, they're the picture of health and diet and activity, but here's where genetics comes in.
Absolutely. So you definitely seek medical advice. Also, do these things that are giving you the best chance, the best preventive chance. Get physically active. We've talked about that. And I was looking over at some numbers as we were preparing for the show, and it's really 30 minutes of cardiovascular. And vascular is your breathing, cardio is your heart. So 30 minutes a day for 4 to 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even break that up into 10-minute segments. Well, you don't have to do a full 30 minutes.
Right.
But 10 minutes of getting your heart pumping and your breathing hard.
And there are good guidelines to look up for that, talking about your breathing rate, and so that you're not going overboard with these incremental increases. But
also the other number you have to know. BMI.
Oh, no.
BMI.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, that awful BMI.
Hi, Facebook Live, Brett family.
So your BMI really means that based on you, on your height, what is the really good range for your weight?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone's like, that's just, those numbers are really off. Well, those are probably people like me who are way off of their numbers. So what you want to do is whatever your BMI is now and know it. It's easy. You can, there's all sorts of apps.
There's an app for that. Wikipedia for that.
Work to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may not, and you can achieve whatever weight if you eat healthy and you're exercising, but work to, like you said, lose 10, 15 pounds, and you can't imagine the effect that that will have immediately on your health. I mean,
well, and the other thing to be encouraged by, too, is that all of these steps, and we're going to get to nutrition side of this, but all of these steps have an immediate beneficial effect.
Yes.
I mean, after day one, when you didn't eat this, that, or the other, yeah, you may have went to bed a little bit hungrier than you'd like to be, but when you wake up that next day, you have a better sense of well-being.
So, Christian, what are some of those things that folks can eat that'll help?
They're HDLs.
So this is to increase the good side, plus HDL.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got olive oil, beans, whole grains, high fruit fiber, fatty fish, flaxseed, nuts, chia, avocado, soy, and red wine.
Wow. We do pretty good with all of that.
We do. I had chia in my yogurt this morning,
yeah.
And we had a fatty fish last night, which no one ate.
I ate it.
We just got to work on preparation.
I know.
And sourcing. Lord help us in Atlanta, being 4 hours from coast, getting better seafood around here.
If anyone doesn't know what fatty fish are, it's salmon, mackerel, albacore tuna, sardines, and rainbow trout.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
I'm going to start doing a cooking segment now.
Absolutely. That'll be our next.
Translates okay. Really well over
and
radio.
And finally, I love this little tidbit before we wrap up our show. Your mental health plays such a part. And when you are exercising, when you're eating healthy, when you're doing all these things, when you're not in a fog of stinky smoke, you're going to feel better. And your heart's going to feel better, and your mind's going to feel better. And don't forget, laughing is so good for your heart. It reduces stress, and it gives a boost to your immune system. So have a laugh, and we try to laugh a lot in this show. And if you have any other questions for us, not only are we heart experts.
No, we are not experts. Let's do the disclaimer again now. You absolve that disclaimer.
Well, I'll tell you what we are. We are senior care experts, and we care about your loved ones, and we can help you navigate through senior care options at no cost to your family. And you can call us and reach out to Senior Provisions at 888-979-8783 and go to our website at seniorprovisions.com.
This show is made possible through our support from Thrivent Financial. We are so grateful for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money and live generously. And you can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE. Thank you, Thrivent Financial, for your support.
They have big, healthy hearts. We love Thrivent. And we're going to close with our Philippians 4:19, that my God will supply for all of your needs through his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And we just pray and hope today that the show blessed you, encouraged you, and that you can walk with a healthy and happy heart this week. We love you. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
Love someone this week.